resembles is a prettier Carrie Ann Moss, the girl that was in The Matrix.
Okay.
Remember the girl that was Keanu Reeves? He was Neo, and she was...
The kind of cut, muscular
yeah,
one?
Yeah, but I want you to think a little more feminine.
Okay.
And a little more filled out.
All right.
But really cute. Really cute. And just a whore. I mean,
God bless her. Hey, a name you shouldn't throw out that with that track record. You shouldn't be throwing that name around
yeah,
too much.
Yeah, careful there.
Let me just say, you know, Cox on the radio, that's one thing. Ray Zoller, that's another thing. But listen, when you're doing Jim Quinn.
That's where you draw the line.
Jim Quinn.
Jim Quinn.
Not Jim Quinn.
Who might still be on in Pittsburgh, as a matter of fact. So if you're listening today, how you doing, Jim? I didn't hate too much when we worked at that station. Every hour he had to play the dumb record, The Mighty Quinn. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Hey, don't forget, Jim Quinn's back.
Yeah, and I'm sure the disc jockeys didn't give you a hard time after this Kathy thing. Because DJs aren't cruel people at all.
No.
How long did it last?
The whole time I worked
there. The whole time you were there.
Wow. Sometimes they would just do stuff like I'd be in the... Because I did 6 to 10, so Ray Zoller did 10 to 2. And I would be hanging around in the studio after him. And it'd be like 10 after 10. He'd go, hey, hold on a second. Hey, 13Q, Ray Zoller, good looking Friday night. Got a call from Kathy. Just turn around and look at me. You know, just a generic.
Yeah.
I called him Kathy tonight. Little Elton John on 13Q.
Rubbing it in. DJs are fun people.
And they would always say stuff like, you like her, right? Like, no, I don't like her.
Not anymore.
As my Mexican friend said.
What? What did your Mexican friend say?
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
Okay.
See, most people, like, get out of high school. We, in the radio business... We stay in high school.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Billy Big Boy. We got a break. Thank you. There you go. That's a little slice of...
No, thank you.
Buzz. What was your total?
My total? Under 50. I'm going to say more in the neighborhood of 30.
Pretty impressive, Buzz.
Thank you.
Pretty impressive.
It was the period of time and the fact that we were young and in radio.
Those are
the
tricks you picked up on the request line, right?
Many of them, yes.
Yeah. Take the zero off and you've got mine.
Three?
Yes. Two marriages and now a girlfriend. Thank you. I appreciate the interest. I won't be saying anything more on the subject.
You're a funny man.
Hey, how about you, Rob?
Just the one I married.
Just the one you married. There you go.
Right.
For Buzz, it was easier, though, because he had the same excuse every time. With Mustang Fest. Tomorrow I ship off to Germany.
Where's the
gold?
Yeah, it works.
We got the... Naked Cruelty. I almost forgot about that. Those calls for that game, it will give away the trip to Las Vegas.
Some might say what you were just talking about was Naked Cruelty.
Right.
So long. Please come back.
Hi, Mike.
Or is he just really a giving boy. Lover?
Kathy. Kathy with a C.
She's had the whole team, pal.
Don.
And they're all at this party.
And Don Cox. Wow. Here's the picture of Don Cox I'll leave you with. You got a picture. Burt Reynolds. Like... After his Smokey and the Bandit days, as he's starting to go downhill,
this is
what Don Cox looked like.
Wow.
And he had the cowboy hat and everything.
Oh, man, and with the tight shirts.
Yeah, and he'd pull me aside and come out of the laundry room. He'd go, son, come here. I screwed her last night. Thanks for the tip.
Ouch.
Thanks, cowboy.
Thanks. Cox on the radio.
See, it's cowboys. They want to play cowboys in Indians.
We got a break. We'll be back with your calls for the Naked Cruel.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Investigating what?
They're calling you a bigamist. They found out you weren't divorced from your second wife when you married Myra here.
You mean we ain't married?
I never was married to my second wife in the first place. I already told you I didn't mean to get a divorce.
The government is trying to deport you. We're washed up here, kids. We're getting out.
Well, what if I don't want to go?
Well, why would you want to stay?
I promised Myra I'd buy her a wedding ring.
What do I need a ring for? We ain't even married.
It's on his mic show.
I'm laughing because I know why you played that, and it's just funny.
Thank you.
Noted Caucasian.
Yep.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We're going into that land now.
No, we're not. Check out our website to get a chance. www.donandmikewebsite.com. And what's new up there? Oh, you got to check out the pictures of Robert the Mailman's teeth.
Yes.
We found a dentist, incidentally, to take care of his teeth.
Yeah. Is it a trauma surgeon? Because he needs help.
Also, on our website today, you'll find, if you go into the Daily Log section, you'll find the picture of the 10 hottest chicks in Maxim magazine, and we'll have a great link to that Tony Danza thing with him wiping out that little go-kart.
Yeah, nobody heard, thank God.
Most people are familiar with Robert the Dentist if you've seen the movie Cannonball Run.
I hear they all sit there.
Also, Marathon Man comes to mind.
Yeah, is it safe? Post-torture.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about, you know, since we brought up that creepy mayor in Spokane, all of our listeners on the KFAN radio in Spokane have called and emailed and written and faxed all this crap about this mayor. So we'll talk about him tomorrow because there's more to that than we had even thought.
Okay.
Also tomorrow, the Wizard Heat playoff tickets.
Yeah.
We'll give you another trip to Vegas. And Rob will call the phone horse tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And Beth Ann, even though I did the slugs for the clients, she's wonderful. She took the time and trouble to make brand new index cards, even though I already read the slugs. Yeah.
So you really don't need the card. They'll be ready for next time, like tomorrow, for
example. They won't.
They'll be right there if you need them tomorrow.
They're in the garbage.
Keeping her busy.
Just having some fun, Mike.
Did you really throw them away?
Yep.
They're filed.
With the other ones?
Yep. Come on, Beth Ann. Just listen.
I'll just make two more, Don.
We don't need them today, though, Beth Ann.
Well, I mean, I wish you had done Happy Bags tag and all that.
Yeah, you didn't mention the Happy Bags.
Well, you just did, so now we don't need the card again.
But
Happy
I didn't really
bag.
Embellish like nope. I would want you to embellish about it.
That was a great disc jockey. Happy Bag.
Anyway, it's so funny with Beth Ann that I think I said on the air, where's the card for these slugs? Well, I'll just read them. She came in the studio. She said, where are they? I don't know. No. It turns out Joe had thrown them away, right?
Why are people constantly throwing away her? And we should explain what slugs are. Slugs are little pieces of paper with commercials written on.
Yeah, and
little promotional notes.
I like to call them promissory notes.
And Beth Ann was actually going to dive into...
This was Happy Bags on Scroat FM.
She was actually going to dive into this gnarly trash can to try to find the old cards. I said, forget, don't go in the trash can. So as soon as you came in with the new cards... As soon as she left the room.
Oh, that was what?
Yeah.
That's what you guys were laughing for. Sorry.
Threw him in the garbage can and poured a can of Diet Vanilla Coke on him.
Oh. So you could permanently destroy them.
And the bad thing about those slugs is once you get salt on them,
they shrink up. Yeah.
Anyway,
the cruelest way to kill an animal.
Thank you.
I think it's fun.
Thank you, B.A.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Back when you were a DJ?
Yep.
You ever do the opposite? You ever do it? I mean, did you as a woman do it? Guys ever do you pick up guy off the request line?
One time.
Hey, way to go.
Good for you, Beth Ann.
Well, welcome to the business.
And I have a reminder of him every day in my house.
Wow. Oh, you mean he's the guy? That's it? One time?
Mm-hmm.
You're not a virgin except for that one time, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
But that was my first time.
Wow.
Wow,
fool.
First time.
Yeah.
A cautionary tale.
First time, long time.
God's cruelest trick. Just kidding.
God's naked cruelty. But
nothing,
I love her.
There's nothing wrong.
I know you do.
There's nothing wrong with being a child of love.
Right.
Oh, for Christ's sake, B.A. My nose is busted. I can't even breathe through it. I can hardly stand up.
Who are you going to say that to first?
What?
Julia or Robert?
No. Take it from one who knows.
It's you.
You can still be brought up in a loving household. No, they split.
All right, B.A., we'll see you. Bye-bye. Thank you for the card. I just thought it's funny. She's so eager to please. You know, and I said to her...
She is. She's wonderful.
I said, don't make new cards now. Make the new cards when you show up for work tomorrow morning at 5:45.
But she didn't. She came in. She wanted to get her homework done early.
Right.
She brought it in for extra credit. And now it's got caramel coloring.
And what have we learned is don't pick up a guy off the request line or he might slip one past the goalie.
Yeah, I'm sorry if my immaturity has offended you.
Hold up on that buzz. We're not ready for buzz yet. One more break here. We're going to do the naked cruelty right now.
Yes.
See if we can make this happen. Giveaway today's trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of... Oh, let me look at the garbage can.
Happy Bag. Should be in there.
Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike
Show. Reach into the prize sack and find out what's going on.
Fly High, get your Happy Bags game tag today. Now flying to San Diego, Seattle, San Francisco, L.A. FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
Wow. Independent.
That trash can has a Happy Bag in it.
Yeah. A lot of things have gone into that trash can in the 15 years we've been working here.
So the deal is, we'll see if anybody's got a call worth us making, a call that they don't want to make, a call that would be just nakedly cruel to somebody. Let's see who's up for the game and who wants to win a trip to Las Vegas. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. We're doing great. Mike, where are you from?
Calling from the D.C. Baltimore area.
Beautiful. Naked cruelty time. Who is it that you would like called, and what do you not have the nerve to say to them?
I want to call Pat, and I don't have the nerve to say this to him because I respect
him. Hold on. Slow down. You're going too fast here.
He wants to call Pat.
All right, Pat. What do you? Who's Pat?
That's a good friend of mine. I've known him for probably about 4 or 5 years now.
All right.
Hi,
Pat.
Known
his mother and his father for a long time.
Hey, Mike.
Good people.
Hi, Pat. Hi. You know, hold on a second there, Mike. Mike on the phone. Totally off topic, but I'll tell you that when I met with Frank Murphy, our old producer, a couple weeks ago,
right.
He told me he's an extra in the movie It's Pat. And he said you can see him in the closing credits, that it's a big shot. He described it by an estate, like Wayne Manor, where they're having, it's a big rolling grassy fields.
Right.
And Frank is standing off to the corner by himself, just waving at the camera. And he said, if you ever watched the movie.
You mean when he wasn't supposed to be waving at the camera?
He was an extra, but he wasn't supposed to be waving at the camera.
Good.
But it made it into the movie, it's Pat.
Well, that's why it went to DVD so quickly.
Mike, why do you want us to call Pat?
Well, I've known his family and him a long time, and I have respect for him, so I don't want him to know that I'm saying this, but it's just, he goes out of state all the time to get with younger girls. So I was thinking that he could
that's
going out of state for it.
No, that's not really the spirit of naked cruelty.
Well, not too, especially depending on how young. Besides,
right. Hey, lock him up.
We'd have to tell who it was from, who the call was from.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
What's up, buddies?
Hey, hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris, where are you from?
Reno.
All right, Chris, who is it you'd like us to call and be cruel to? Who you don't have the nerve to?
My brother, Mike.
Okay, why?
My brother is in a sales position, and I love him like no other, but he's got incredibly bad BO, and sometimes his breath is really, really bad, too.
Mm-hmm. And he really does stink to other people. You have to give us more than that.
He stinks. Like, I mean, I can't explain it to you sometimes. Like, I'll be around him, like, we'll go to lunch or something, and I have to roll the window down. And I can't tell him because I don't know how to tell him.
What about others that you come in contact with? Are there people that would back it up?